Well, you just heard it right there. The 2026 Ford Fireworks presented by the Parade Company is coming.
Yeah.
Monday.
We'll be here Monday.
I've told our next guest a couple of different times, he has absolutely ruined fireworks for my children because no other fireworks display.
It does not match it.
Compares to what Tony Michaels and his team put together, and the president and CEO of the Parade Company joins us this morning. Tony, it's good to have you back.
Oh, it's great to be on. We're getting close.
We are
getting close.
We are getting close. What is this time like for you and your team as you get, you know, within a couple of days here?
Well, there's so many moving parts. You know, of course, the show is in the can. I did the music, you know, months ago, and I'm working with Patrick Barreau. The choreography is done. They're loading up the barges right now over by Zug Island, three big barges. But then there's the party that we put on with, you know, 2,300 people, the fundraiser. WDIV's broadcast live from there. WJR broadcasting live from there. Food all night, things for the kids. It just doesn't stop. It's like constant. And then, you know, of course, all of the public relations. And, you know, you heard about the curfew yesterday.
Right.
That's great. We're off and running there. But you know what? It's all about positive now. It's all about, this is one of the largest events in the state of Michigan, and it's time for us to really celebrate our city and celebrate our state. And we couldn't be prouder at the Parade Company with great sponsors, Ford Motor Company, with Mary Culler, president of Ford Philanthropy, the Ford family. I mean, they get behind us in so many ways. And even that rooftop fundraiser is presented by Ford helping us out, and so many others, guys. It's just, we're so fortunate. And we really, really, really take this stuff seriously because these events are owned by the people. It's our job to make them great. It really is.
Tony, as you mentioned, the city council approved that 8 p.m. curfew for unaccompanied minors on the night of the fireworks, and some critics argue the curfew could discourage young people from attending. But Detroit police, they say that this is about safety, not exclusion. Do you believe the curfew strikes that right balance between creating a welcoming event and protecting the public?
Oh, without question, without question. I mean, how many people, you know, actually allow their 13, 14-year-old kids to go pretty much anywhere without adult supervision? I think that this is absolutely the right decision. And the thing is, it's been in place for years.
Right.
This is nothing new. And it's a good thing. And let's just make sure everyone has a great time. And I will tell you this. I was with Police Chief Todd Bettison last evening,
mm-hmm.
and they are just so committed to all of these events, whether it was techno or the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix and now the Ford Fireworks, and it just continues. So their commitment doesn't change, and they are so excited to show America how Detroit can do something really well.
Well, and again, it just keeps the momentum up, right?
It does.
Is you've got a ton of people that come down there. Everybody's rowing in the same direction. There are I'd love to find another person that is as good of a salesman for the state of Michigan or the city of Detroit as Tony Michaels and all the hard work that you do behind the scenes to get this thing done and off the ground, literally, or I suppose off the river.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of work, and we want as many people to enjoy it as safely as possible.
Oh, absolutely. And we want people to come down. I mean, last year we had massive crowds, massive. And, you know, sometimes the weather is a deterrent. What we're hearing right now is there's going to be some rain in the morning and it all clears up midday. So, you know, very rarely, how many cities have what we have? When you think about all of these events, everything that we have in the city of Detroit is the best there is. Whether it's the Detroit Jazz Festival, the world's largest free jazz festival, with all those amazing acts, the techno, and I mentioned the Chevrolet Grand Prix in downtown Detroit.
Right.
I mean, we need to be proud of these things, and that needs to be the narrative 100% of the time. And Todd Bettison and his team at DPD and all of the other law enforcement people, the Michigan State Police and Border Security and everybody, they want what you want. They want what the people want, and they're there to ensure that that happens. That's a great feeling. It really is.
Tony, the Fort Fireworks has become one of the premier fireworks displays in North America, we know, and it just continues to stand out from the other fireworks across the country. If you're still on the fence about attending this year's event next Monday, what's the Tony Michaels pitch for why you just can't miss this Detroit tradition?
You don't get to see this anywhere. I do believe Washington, D.C. this year, because of the 250, is going to be one massive show. Beyond that, we are right there, and then next year we'll be right back in the one slot. You want to see this. I can tell you, in working with Patrick Burrow, Zambelli, what we've got planned here is bigger than life. It is massive. And how often do you get to see anything like this? And come down and take it in. And they just, the city, Mayor Sheffield said, let's broaden up this footprint a little bit. And they're opening up Irma Henderson Park closer to the east side.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Hart Plaza opens up at 2 o'clock. When it's full, it's full. Belle Isle, the cars can start rolling over at 2 o'clock. They'll take 2,000 cars, and that happens by 5 o'clock. After that, you can walk over the Belle Isle Bridge. But another piece of this, guys, is we're going back to WJR broadcasting not only the Paul W. Smith Show prior to with all the great interviews from the fundraiser, but you're going to have the music.
Yeah.
We urge people, when you're anywhere, take your radios, take your boom boxes, take whatever you need, and turn that music on, because this show is choreographed right to the music. And it's pretty cool, because other cities will just play, you know, a whole song, and they'll just play a whole song, and there'll be maybe six of them.
Yeah.
We bounce around, and it's going to be pretty exciting. It really is.
Well, and kudos to the people who put that thing together, right, Tony?
Yeah.
The playlist.
Well, yeah. My wife gets a little crazy. It's on the kitchen island for a while. I keep moving it around, and I just want to hit every genre, and I want everyone to feel great about whether it's Motown, country, rock and roll. You know, when somebody has recently passed away, you're going to hear some surprises there.
Sure.
So we just try to make it great. And I have the greatest team in the world, and we have the greatest support. You know, and I mentioned Ford, but, you know, we also have Mott Children's Hospital and Rocket and DTE and Blue Cross Blue Shield in Michigan with Trisha Keith and her team. And we're just very fortunate.
And Tony, really, the volunteers as well. You can't leave them out.
Oh. No, they're phenomenal. We have 2,000 volunteers who do something with us through the year. We have hundreds of them for this event, and they are so excited. They really are. These are great people, and you'll find these people at the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix, you know, working for Bud Denker, Michael Montri, and you'll see them everywhere.
Yeah.
They are the greatest people in our city. They're phenomenal. And we're so fortunate. We really are.
Well, we can't wait. Can't wait for Paul to be broadcasting down there. We will be airing everything here on WJR as well, as you mentioned. So make sure you tune in for that. Tony Michaels, always appreciate catching up. We'll talk again very soon. Can't wait for Monday.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. That's Tony Michaels at the parade company.
And we'll be talking to the Detroit Police Chief in the 7 o'clock hour about the curfew and what the plans are for that night.
Yep. Coming up on the other side, auto shops and dealerships running low on motor oil and paint and other products because of what's happening in Iran. Hopefully we're coming to an end there. Mm-hmm. But we'll talk about the ramifications next on JR Morning.